Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental lists in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
By the showroom tonight, you guys kept your word.
You kept your word, and I kept mine. We got her back, guys. We have her back tonight, and I am just so ecstatic. So, you know, without any further ado, I just want to bring her in because we only have an hour, and I want to let you guys know something. Don't wait around until the last minute. If you have a question or anything for Renee tonight or a comment, don't wait around until the last minute, and then everybody's trying to get your questions in. You know, do it as soon as the question comes up, because we got a packed house tonight. So I just want to let you know, don't wait around until the last minute. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others April Renee. She is an advocate. Hi. Ooh, I'm just so excited. For VIC, that's the Vaccine Information Coalition, and she's a keynote speaker. What if I was to tell you guys that in your vaccine, there's things like MSG, monosodium glutamate, antifreeze, sheep blood, you know, for those of us that abstain from blood for whatever reason, you know, be it religious or whatever. What if I told you there's pig blood and horse blood and sheep blood and rabbit brain and fetal tissue in your vaccine? Listen, tonight I want you all to help me welcome April Renee. April, welcome back to Here's to Your Health. Honey, we have been waiting for you.
Well, I'm the one that's honored. I appreciate you guys so much for letting me be the voice of the voiceless. And Dr. Doris, I appreciate you for helping me, like I said, get this message out. It's so important. So I hope
Absolutely.
Everyone has eyes to see and ears to hear tonight.
Yes. Let them that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is going to share with us tonight, because I know you got your pencils and your paper, because I always tell you to get your pencil and paper. There's been some exciting things going on. My daughter's going to be on the call tonight, and she just happened to go over my granddaughter's vaccination records. I'll let her share that with you later. But Renee, come on in. Tell the people, for those that wasn't on the show in July, tell them a little bit about you, what you do, and let's get into this thing.
Okay, I guess we'll kind of do a duplicate show here. Many missed the first show because this is such a important facts that all of us, misinformation that we're told by our pediatrician, Dr. Doris, and everyone has the right to know truth and able to make an educated choice when it comes to vaccinating not only their children, but themselves. This chose me. I did not choose it, this truthful mission that I'm on, in honor of my first little girl, Casey. She was injured by her vaccinations. She was born in 1995, injured by her vaccines. And then she was labeled autistic when she was 2 years old, so I stopped her vaccines. And then 2 years after I stopped her vaccination, she ended up contracting mononucleosis, Epstein-Barr virus, which led into the secondary infection, bacterial meningitis, which took her life. She passed away 10 days after her fourth birthday. All I could do is thank God for the 4 years he loaned her to me. I know without question that she was only supposed to be here 4 years and 10 days. And now, in honor of her, I travel the world, waking up the misinformed masses, because Dr. Doris, everything we're told about these vaccines, and I mean everything, is not true. We're not told, of course, the ingredients you cover, the mercury, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, the combination of these ingredients, the MSG, the formulin, the animal blood, the RNA and DNA of monkeys, the jugular of a horse with the DPT vaccine, the aborted fetal tissue they use to weaken the disease for the MMR vaccine. You know, we're literally injecting witch's brew into our bloodstream. And it's such an abomination to our Creator, I've learned through my experience, because we're bypassing our Creator's defenses. You know, he gave us fever, vomiting, and diarrhea as purge to fight off any type of thing we're exposed to, whereas with the vaccines, we're bypassing those defenses straight to the blood, injecting this stuff. And we're wondering why 1 in 67 children today are being labeled full-blown autism. And this isn't counting, you know, ADD, ADHD, PDD, all the labels they keep giving children and adults for that matter. And it's just such an important message to get out, because I showed clearly in my presentation that the vaccines, the injections, are the underlying cause of all disease labels, even adult diseases, including cancer. And I know that's kind of hard to understand, but I'll stop there and we can ask a question.
It's just so, you know, Renee, since you were on the first show in July, I have been so voracious about studying even more and digging. And to find out things such as there is no longitudinal studies, that means that if your child has a reaction within 5 to 14 days of the vaccine, they consider it a reaction. But if it happens after 14 days, they say that it had nothing to do with the vaccine. I mean, just all kinds of things. There has never been any double-blind placebo-controlled trials on vaccines, and that means that testing the vaccine against something that is totally, totally, and this is what is amazing to me, inert. That means like water and sugar water and saline, and they have never tested a double-blind placebo a test on any vaccine. And the fact that, you know, I'm just so thankful that we are waking up. Some of us are waking up. I spoke to my son in California tonight, and he said that, you know, because they have decided to not vaccinate my grandson, a lot of people think that they're crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's in the doctors. You know, they want to know, well, what's going on? Why aren't you doing this? And I said, wait a minute, we've got to be armed. We've got to be ready. You know, vaccines are not safe and effective and protective and harmless as Big Pharma wants us to believe.
That's right. And what I teach in my presentation is if you're uneducated, the doctors and nurses will intimidate you and make you feel like you're making the wrong decision. But if you're educated, and you'll intimidate them because they don't know. The pharmaceutical companies, they fund the medical schools. They pretty much write the textbooks. So these doctors just aren't armed. They don't know truth. You can ask a pediatrician the ingredients in vaccinations. They won't even be able to tell you. They don't know. The drug companies keep them from knowing. So my point is it's important as parents and as just individuals for our own safety with the flu shot and all the adult vaccines, we have to arm ourselves and able to defend ourselves. And that's our whole message, is just providing the information that I wish somebody would have shared with me, and like you're learning too. We just don't know this. We're all victims. We're just as much victims as our children until we learn. As far
that's
as the
right.
misinformed people that are against your son, they just don't know. And they're just
that's
going
right.
what they've been taught. They've been taught misinformation, and this is why, you know, I travel the whole world giving people the facts, you know, the research, the congressional hearings, all the facts people have the right to know. Once you know all this stuff, then you can make an educated choice, and I guarantee you, you won't be poisoning your bloodstream.
That's right. Exactly. And that's what's so – I love that. I love that, your motto, educate before you vaccinate. You know, we're not telling you what to do one way or the other, but we're telling you to just educate yourself, arm yourself, you see? And that's what I think the whole message of the Vaccination Information Coalition is all about. For those of you that didn't get the cards when April was on before, I know some of you asked me again for her email address. She's going to be given all that, and so you can get your cards and start passing it around. We got to let people know, because it's like she was saying, the reason we're ridiculed when we start talking about things like this is that people are misinformed. I had a lady to ask me, she said, well, I think that's ludicrous, because if I have my child vaccinated and you don't have yours vaccinated, what if mine catch something? And I said, but wait a minute. Isn't the vaccination supposed to protect your child?
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
And she stood there looking like a deer in a headlight. You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
It's all about knowing. There's questions. I found out that there's general questions about vaccines that if you do go to the doctor and you want to talk intelligently with your doctor, you want to know things. You know, you want to know there's certain questions that you can ask, and you want a logical answer from your doctor. You want them to know, but like you said, a lot of pediatricians don't even know what's in vaccines.
And unfortunately, because we give them the power, you know, we blindly trust them, and we give them this position of trust. They, you know, they get intimidated, or they not intimidated, they get authoritative. Like when somebody shows my card to their pediatrician, they'll literally get angry at them, like, how dare you question my authority? And it's just because they don't know, so they don't want, you know, they're supposed to know more than we are. So
exactly.
If we actually question them, they get angry about it. So
exactly.
That's why it's just so important to learn all the facts, and I definitely want to cover the basic facts that I always cover on a radio show, because
you
these are the
right
things
ahead.
That we're just, yeah, that we just don't know. The very first thing people think is you have to have vaccines to go to school, and it's completely misinformation. There's exemptions in almost every state that allows your children to go to school without vaccines. Every state but West Virginia and Mississippi have religious exemptions and medical exemptions. The easiest way here in Florida is the religious exemption, where you don't have to belong to any certain religion. You just go to your local health department and say, it's against my religious belief. They have to give you the exemption. The school has to accept it. About 20 states now have an easier way called the philosophical or consensus exemption, which is just literally writing a note saying, I don't believe in them, and the school has to accept them. But here in South Florida, they tell us no shots, no school, no kidding. And it's just not true. So this is why people need to know, yes, your kids can go to school without vaccines. I have two children in the public school system with no vaccines. Casey was my victim. I did not vaccinate her brother Corey or my daughter I had since her passing, Faith. No vaccines. They're both in public school. Another fact, the congressional hearings. Congressman Dan Burton, of course, nobody hears about this. He was Government of Reform Committee. He was the chairman at the time when he did these hearings in the early 2000s, finding out or uncovering there's been no long-term safety studies on vaccines since 1929, uncovering the same vaccines that are recommended for school, the pharmaceutical companies or the people on the board and own the patents. It's all connected. The conflicts of interest are unbelievably uncovered all this in the hearing. He uncovered the research, all the different pieces of the research, because it's not just the mercury. We have some researchers that are, you know, saying the mercury is causing the autism epidemic, and you know, to me, that's a no-brainer. Mercury is the same stuff they used to have in thermometers when I was a little girl. If we broke a thermometer, you know, they evacuated the school, and they called, you know, poison control to come in and clean it up. But meanwhile, it's okay to put it into a baby within 3 hours of birth with a hepatitis B vaccine. And then 36 vaccines are given kids today by the time they're 18 months of age. And that's what's really crazy. I mean, it's gone from four vaccines in the 1950s to now 36 if you follow your pediatrician's recommendation, the CDC's recommendations by the time they're 18 months. So it's just, you know, the research is there, not just the mercury, the MMR vaccine, the three live viruses all at one time given between 12 and 15 months of age. That's another big, you know, big piece of the puzzle. And this is what I kind of did the presentation. I kind of put it all together for you because there's a lot of different researchers showing different problems with the vaccination. One of them showing the microvascular mini strokes happening from the vaccinations. The monkey viruses, of course, Dr. John Martin's research, to me, is the most important research as a believer because he shows the animal viruses. And this is just something I'm sure people in the audience did not know because I didn't know it. Most people don't know this until you do your homework. But the polio vaccine, for instance, they use the kidneys of monkeys. They do what's called serial passage. They weaken the disease in the monkey to make the vaccination. They get the monkey sick. The kidneys about 50 times, and they attenuate the disease, and then they make this witch's brew vaccine. So when you extract a live virus from a live monkey, you're extracting every virus that particular monkey ever had or that particular horse ever had, bypassing our creative defenses straight to the blood, injecting the blood, RNA, DNA, and whatever else is going on with that animal into our bloodstream, along with all the heavy metals, the mercury, with the aluminum, with the formaldehyde, the witch's brew. And I mean, and we're wondering why we have a walking generation of zombie children today. I mean, it's to me, a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And then it's just so crazy because I did some research and I came across a DVD by a doctor by the name of Sherry Tenpenny.
Tenpenny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was just amazed at some of the things she pointed out, like, mm-hmm. you know, and it's some things that we already know in the naturopathic realm that, you know, they don't want to kill the child. In most cases, it's just to maim it. So from the time it's a child till the time it grows up to adulthood, mm-hmm. it's running back and forth to the doctor, back and forth
right.
to the doctor, you know. And then it's something else she mentioned, how the sicker the child is, And it could be directly related to the vaccine, the more they want to inoculate it. And that
That's right.
was just crazy to me. You know,
yes,
I even read a story about a nurse that worked in a clinic and where well visits were given. And she was disciplined when she advised a pregnant mom not to give her newborn baby the hepatitis B vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just crazy to me. But then I said, well, no, I understand why she was reprimanded. I mean, a nurse in a nursing facility, you see what I'm saying? But it just goes back to where we have to know. What are some of the questions that we should be asking our doctors or, you know, be arming ourselves with before we do go in to speak to our doctor or our pediatrician concerning vaccination?
Well, you know, Dr. Doris, what I've learned, my children that are still here do not even have a pediatrician. Their pediatricians, they're our master physician who created them. But if you do choose to go...
That's the sound of me clapping.
Exactly. They don't need a pediatrician. But, yeah, if you do choose to... Because they're vaccine clinics. Pediatricians are vaccine clinics. They would not have a job without vaccines. When I was a little girl, I'm 47 years old, we didn't have pediatricians. We went to the family doctor.
Exactly.
So, you know, for them to acknowledge the vaccines are causing the autism epidemic or all the disease, autoimmune diseases in children today, they'd have to point the finger at themselves. So there's very, very few, and I am in contact with those few, that have gone outside their medical brainwashed teaching to learn that this autism epidemic is caused by vaccinations. And Dr. Cherry is one of them. She actually was one of our scientific advisors whenever I had the Autism Autoimmunity Project, the nonprofit organization that we dissolved. Anyway, so my point is there is a selected few that are opening their eyes and helping expose this truth, but 99.9% of medical doctors are not going to acknowledge that and blame themselves for, you know, poisoning our children and causing all these problems in our children. And, of course, pharmaceutical companies aren't going to acknowledge it because they have to pay out all this money because autism is a pandemic. Almost every other child is autistic today.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's just
and
crazy.
And that's why I believe there's such a broad liability protection, because I found out that in 1986, law also provides another shield to manufacturers under the federal law. And it's the 1986, this law that came about in 1986 permits manufacturers the right to not disclose the risk to parents or guardians or of those being vaccinated. And that's just, it's crazy.
So it's no liability. The pharmaceutical companies, if you take your child in to get a vaccine and the child right there in front of you drops to the ground and faints or even dies, the pharmaceutical companies are not liable.
That's
they have
right.
complete immunity. Complete immunity.
That's right.
So why not make 2,000 more vaccines? I mean, to them it's Business Incorporated, like you said. They're you know, they train these doctors, they fund the medical schools to be legal drug dealers, literally. And they started off by, you know, within 3 hours of birth, 36 times by the time they're 18 months of age. And then, of course, you're on antibiotics, which means against life, against God, ear tubes, and all the other medications and synthetics. My husband teaches it's a sin to put synthetics into the human bloodstream. They put you on all these drugs, and it keeps you coming back. The medical merry-go-round. It keeps you coming back into their offices. And it's all, you know, the root of all evil, the love of money. That's their God. You know, they're not taught about creation in medical school. They're taught evolution. They're not taught that nutrition has anything to do with health. Meanwhile, my husband's reversing even fourth-stage terminal cancer, and nutrition is the biggest part of it. Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just crazy how we just blindly trust, which is what I did. I blindly trusted the pediatrician, although chiropractors my ex-husband worked with warned me about the vaccination. As a first-time mom, you don't know where to go. You go to your doctor. They scare you. They use fear, the opposing force of our creator, God, and they have you, you know, your child's going to die if you don't vaccinate. You're going to die if you don't get chemotherapy and radiation. They scare you to get you to move. That's their tool. So we're just given the position of trust to the wrong people. We need to put our position of trust, again, in our creator, our master physician. He gave us everything that we need.
That's right. I just want to encourage anyone, if you have any questions tonight, please press option 1, the number 1 on your keypad, and we'll be able to bring you in and you can ask your question or what have you. But my daughter is on tonight, and I'd just like to for her to share something she found out by just going over my granddaughter's vaccination record. I think she's on. Yeah, she's on. So at this time, I'm going to bring her on. Her name is India. And India, I'd just like for you to share with our listening audience what you found out by going over Asia's vaccination record.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hey. Well, first, I wanted to let you know that I invited a friend on tonight to listen in because she's expecting, and I wanted to give her an understanding, too, of what's going on with the vaccines and stuff like that, so I'm hoping she's listening, too.
Okay.
But basically, I found her immunization records, and I happened to open it up, and I found when my daughter was one, they gave her the HPV vaccine.
Mm.
Actually, she this was 2001, February of 2001, so actually she wasn't even one yet. She would have been one later on that year. But I'm just wondering, like, they never explained to me what it was for, because I'm sure I would have said, that's not even something that she even need now. So why would you give a child that's not even one a HPV vaccine?
That's right.
It blew my mind. I mean, I never heard of HPV vaccine until the last couple of years. But, you know, that's something that they should have clearly talked to me before they did that to her, because I definitely would have opted out, because that's not something I felt she should have needed at that time.
Yeah, the
so
same as hepatitis B. Hepatitis B is a bloodborne pathogen, which they give within 3 hours of birth, and it's only transferred through, you know, drug use, sexual activity, and a blood transfusion. So why are we?
Yeah, I see that on here
too. Yeah, but
and I also see the polio on here too. They gave her that actually 2 months after she was born. So
it's
crazy.
It is. The inventor of the polio vaccine on his deathbed actually said the only case of polio in over 30 years has been from his vaccination. In the U.S., the only case of polio has been from his vaccine. So why are we giving it to babies? Why are we giving it to them? It's just insane what we're allowing them to do. Insane.
Right. I had the last radio show when you were on, April, we're talking about the HPV vaccine. I remember my daughter had got a physical a couple of months ago, and they offered it to me, and I said, absolutely not. And if I had known then, I would have definitely said something to her, to my daughter's physician then. But it's just crazy that I'm looking back so many years ago, because my daughter is 12 now. So many years ago she gotten this. And, Mom, I don't know if you remember when Asia had got the molluscum.
Yes.
When she was going to kindergarten. I mean, she had that outbreak of molluscum or whatever, and it's just opening my eyes to so many different things now, but I'm glad I know what I know now, because she will not be getting another vaccine at all.
Hallelujah. Good
and
for
you.
You
know what,
but India,
thank you, April, for sending me the cards as well. I've been passing them out everywhere here in Atlanta.
Thank you.
And that's
great
what I wanted to say, too. Yeah, I wanted to just say thank you, India, because, you know, not only did you get the information, you acted on it. You know, the Bible says we got to be doers of the word, not just hearers deceiving our own self. And the fact that you did, April, invited everybody to email her, and she would send you some cards. I mean, you don't even have to pay to have the cards sent to you. And the fact that you did that, that lets us know exactly how, you know, serious you are about this thing. And then the fact that you would invite someone on tonight to hear April. Thank you. Kudos to you. As soon
as
I find the little clap button, I'm gonna be giving out some hand claps. But thanks so much, India.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want the hand claps, but you can send me something in the mail. But okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And
okay.
It's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us, because I'm just one person, and we got the big pharma we're up against here. I need all the help I can get to be, you know, these children don't have a choice. And, you know, they're my motivation. If when I get frustrated sometimes, like, why am I still doing this? I'm making no money. I do all volunteer. Like she said, I print these cards myself. I send them out all over the world, packages of 100 cards all over the world. Literally, people are planting seeds at no charge. It's not about making money. The root of all evil, the love of money, is why my baby's not here anymore. So I don't like to associate that with her message. But sometimes, you know, I get frustrated and I'm like, okay, why am I still doing this? Casey's not here anymore. And all I have to do is think about these new babies coming into this world from our Creator and literally being pumped with monkey pus, the hepatitis B vaccine, within 3 hours of birth. They don't have a choice. They don't have a choice. We, you know, you and I have a choice to get the flu shot or not. So I don't have as much sympathy for adults that make the conscious choice to go in and get the flu shot. But babies don't have a choice. They come into this world perfect, you know, everything that we need. You know, breast milk is God's natural vaccine.
Exactly.
We're given everything we need, and then we allow them to, you know, poison their blood. And that's what keeps my motivation going. Of course, my daughter, and just remember, her 4 years was not in vain. But also these babies, that somebody's got to speak for them. So I need all the help I can get. So I encourage anyone listening that wants to plant seeds. I tell everyone in my presentation, you plant the seed, God will grow the seed. If those chiropractors, when I was pregnant with my daughter, if they would have given me that card, okay, I would have had a place to go to get truth. Because on one side, it has our website with information if they choose to look into it. On the other side, most importantly, it has the ingredients. So that would have got my attention. I would have saw the mercury, the formaldehyde, and all the aluminum, and all the monkey viruses, and all the ingredients. That would have got my attention, and then I would have had a place to go to find it, opposed to just blindly trusting my pediatrician like I did. So these cards are wonderful seed planters. They were so divinely created by him. I'm just being obedient, passing them out like I am. Anybody that wants them, please contact me. Either email me or you can call. Is this okay time to give my information?
Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. You can email Vic, V-I-C, V as in Victor, I-C, at vacinfo.org, V as in Victor, A-C-I-N-F-O.org, or you can call our toll-free number, 800-939-8227. That's 800-939-8227, and just give me your mailing address and the spelling of your first and last name, and I'll ship you a package of cards at no charge. And then our website, of course, if you want to continue your education, is vacinfo.org, V as in Victor, A-C-I-N-F-O.org. So just help me be the voice for the voiceless. They don't have a choice.
It's so funny. I have one lady to tell me that she asked her doctor, she said, if I don't have to worry about my child being hurt from vaccines, why was it necessary to put a law on the books? The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 that will protect you and the vaccine manufacturer if your vaccine hurts my child. And she said the doctor just stood there and looked and said, what is that? Oh, I don't know anything about that. Where did you get that? You know,
yeah.
I'm like, you know, this is crazy. If you guys have any questions, now is the time to press number one on your telephone keypad, and I can bring you in, and you can ask your questions. But I want all of you, I hope that all of you wrote April's information down, because I want to hear, when I speak to her the next time, I want to hear her say that so many of you emailed or either call her to get your cards, to start passing your cards out.
And I know most of the audience, Dr. Doris, is just stunned by the information, because it's in opposition of everything we've been taught. I mean, the vaccines, we're told that polio, that we're around today because of vaccinations, that vaccinations eradicated this deadly disease of polio. But do you know, and we're just misinformed. Again, we're all victims. But when you start doing your homework and you start learning and arming yourself, you realize that polio is not deadly. 90% of people that were exposed during the polio epidemic did not come out with any distinctive symptoms, because they had strong enough immune systems by our Creator to not come down with the polio, even though they were around people that were getting the vaccine and shedding the live polio virus. I also show in my presentation the chart for polio and all these deadly diseases, so-called, that we vaccinate our kids for, how they were coming down, the diseases, the epidemics were actually coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition way before the introduction of the vaccination. The vaccines had nothing to do with eradicating polio. We have been had. I was told by a registered nurse at one of my presentations when I showed the polio chart, she stopped me and she said, they show these same charts in medical school, but only from the point where the vaccine's introduced down. They teach us that the polio vaccine eradicated polio. So, again, it's misinformation. And then, of course, they say it's a deadly disease, kind of like chickenpox all of a sudden is now a deadly disease because guess why? Big Pharma has a vaccine for it. Measles, mumps, and rubella, most of our parents had. They're not deadly diseases. God gives us these diseases to strengthen our body for adulthood and survival. You want your children to get chickenpox, lifetime immunity. You want your children to get measles. I would love my children to get the measles, mumps, and rubella. They're uncomfortable, lots of hydration, rest, and guess what? Your body will fight off and not be affected by it and have permanent lifetime immunity. So when you start learning all this stuff, then you'll realize to trust in that self-healing doctor like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. And that's what leads me into my next real important point, because I did my own clinical study. As a mother, I had a fully, because my son Corey, when Casey passed, he was born 20 months after she was, so when she passed away at 4, he was 2 years old. So for 2 years, I had a fully man-made vaccinated immune system with Casey, compared to a fully unvaccinated, God-made immune system with my son, Corey, who had no vaccine. They'd catch the exact same virus. He'd run a 10, 15-minute fever, kill the same virus she would take 3 days to a week to kill. Her immune system was so much weaker because of her vaccines, because it compromised her immune system, it weakened her immune system. Even at her death, when they finally realized it was too late for her, because, of course, the bacterial meningitis is what took her life. It duplicates every 20 minutes, and they misdiagnosed her, and she didn't talk. At 4 years of age, she couldn't tell them, it's not my stomach, it's my head. Anyway, long story short, it was her time. They said, bring your son to the hospital right away. My brother Shane was watching him. I called Shane, bring him to the hospital. I'll never forget it because two nurses took him back. First of all, they asked, is he up to date on vaccines? And I shook my head smiling, yes, he's up to date. Because I do recommend medical doctors for one thing and one thing only, and that's trauma. If you're in a trauma state, that's when you go to them.
Exactly.
Anyway, so they think he's vaccinated. Two nurses come, take his blood, take his urine, come back out, and they said not only does he not have mono or bacterial meningitis, but he was drinking her bottle literally the night before she passed. He was drinking her bottle. So not only did he not have mono or bacterial meningitis, but we've never seen purer blood in a little boy, they told me. The life of the flesh is in the blood, Scripture tells us. We're allowing them to contaminate and poison our baby's bloodstream. These nurses did not know what pure blood looked like. They had never seen it before because, of course, all the kids that came in, they were having vaccines. So, and my kids, both my son and my daughter, Faith, she just turned 12, they're never sick. And if they get a little fever, I let them run fever because that's God's way of burning it off. If they, they vomit, they get a stomach virus, I let them vomit. That's God's way of purging, but they get over it really fast. They're barely, it's just amazing the difference in their immune system. And this is with all unvaccinated children, not just mine. Dr. Mayor Eisenstein in Chicago has thousands of unvaccinated patients, and he actually has a YouTube clipping saying no vaccines, no autism. His patients with no vaccines have no autism and no cancer. So this is the same story with everybody who chooses to abstain from the vaccinations. And then I just had a good friend of mine, Dr. Jackie LaBock, that wrote a book. I have it on the website called God is My Healer, 4 generations of no vaccines. So nobody can tell me that people don't survive without vaccines, because she said 4 generations. She's a chiropractor. Her children have had no vaccines. She's had no vaccines, her parents and her grandparents. And do you know not one of her family members have ever even had a cavity?
Wow.
It is amazing how your body is designed to heal itself like a broken arm or a cut in the finger.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. There's just so many myths out there about vaccines. It's crazy. It's crazy how they get started and they're perpetuated by ignorance. And by that, I mean just us not knowing. And one person will take it and run with it. Vaccines are the only disease prevention option available. That's such a myth.
It is. And, the biggest lie that's being told, Dr. Doris, I know you know this, but the audience may not be aware, and I can't really give this message, my husband's message. I've been married since Casey's death, and I'm married to a naturopath. He has it on his website. This is the biggest lie that's ever been told, that germs cause disease. Exactly. All Western medicine's based on that. Vaccinations are based on that. And he has an article on his website that just shows it's Antoine Bichamp and Louis Pasteur versus Louis Pasteur. The whole germ theory is the whole basis of Western medicine. And when you realize that germs aren't the cause of disease, which is what they're based on, then you realize that vaccines aren't needed. Even drugs aren't needed. And Gary uses an analogy in his book. It's like cockroaches and ants on the floor and dirty dishes in your sink. Doctors are taught, medical doctors are taught, that the cockroaches and ants cause the dirty dishes, whereas we teach that we clean up the dirty dishes and the cockroaches and ants go away. So it's the same as the body. If your immune system is not compromised and weakened by the vaccines, the blood poisoning with all the heavy metals and the monkey viruses, and you know, and it's not compromised by the foods you eat and all, you know, all the basic, you know, facts of life of keeping healthy, you can be exposed to the AIDS virus and not catch it. So this is why unvaccinated children are never sick, and there's no autism and no cancer in unvaccinated children. So it just makes such sense. I mean, again, my whole lesson from my daughter's passing is our master physician created us. Trust in him, you know, not these medical doctors who don't even believe in him. They're taught evolution, I mentioned, in medical school. They're taught no nutrition. They're not taught the basic, you know, self-healing mechanisms like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. So we have to trust our master physician. It is such an abomination to our creator to vaccinate.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I'm so happy that we could get you back on tonight so that you could further elaborate on the myths of vaccines. You know, it's just, and it's something that has carried down through years and years and years. And when you ask a person exactly why do you vaccinate your children, they say, well, it's the right thing to do. It's to keep them from, but then when you further elaborate as to exactly where did you get that information, it's always been like that. And see, that's something that we have to really dispel. We have to say, you got to know. We got to take control of our own health. We can't put our health in the hands of a doctor. Like I said, I'm not against medical doctors. Totally, absolutely not. But we have got to learn that, like you said, there is a healer. We have a healer in us. And we have to just, if we give our bodies what it needs, it'll heal itself. But to run to the doctor for a cold, I've had people say that they went to the doctor, had a cold, and got an antibiotic. And I'm
That's
like, are you serious?
I know, that weakens the immune system more.
Exactly.
That weakens the immune system, yeah. My husband actually teaches in our presentations that the actual drugs they give us tell us they're working against our body's self-healing system. Anti means against. Anti-bio, against life. Decongestion, proteoinhibitors. I mean, everything tells you they're working against the body's self-healing doctor, all their drugs. So the doctors are just legal drug dealers, and they're just misinformed. They're mistaught. So I wish everybody listening tonight was a medical doctor or a nurse, because they just don't have the right information. And they're getting their information from the drug companies. They fund the schools, as I mentioned before. They write the textbooks. And the drug companies want one thing and one thing only, and that's every one of us on 10 to 12 drugs and to keep coming around in that medical merry-go-round. You know, doctor office visits, that's all they want us to do. Go from one just merry-go-round to the other. My husband teaches, the neurologist, and then the endocrinologist, and then the, you know, gastroologist. They don't know the right hand and the left hand are doing. They don't realize the human body works as one. The stomach works with the brain. The brain works with the heart. Everything works like an engine to a car together, not individual. You can't compartmentalize the human body, and that's what they do. That's what they're taught to compartmentalize. And this is our whole message. Gary and I go everywhere, all over the world, teaching this message and not only showing the cause of all diseases, but most importantly, the solution. It all can be fixed. All disease labels can be fixed by just cleaning up the cellular terrain.
That's it.
So it's just a ministering message, and I hope someone out there is getting it and is being woken up, and I apologize if it's overwhelming and just shocking information, but just let it all absorb. If you can't ask questions tonight, I'm available by email I gave before or telephone. You can call in private on your own and ask me any questions, and I promise you I'll help just open your eyes to the facts. We all have the right to know.
And give your information again, April.
Yeah, the number, the toll-free number is 800 939-8227. And then my email address is Vic, V-I-C, at VACINFO, V-A-C-I-N-F-O .org, which is also our website, VACINFO.org. And you can click on the Educate link, and just one link at a time, go right down the line and just open your eyes like a veil coming out from over your face to see the misinformation that we're taught, to see that you can go to school without vaccines, to see the number of vaccines your children are receiving, to see the everything, the diseases. You look under the Educate link, it'll show you everything you need to know to start educating yourself with the basic facts and able to arm yourself.
This is so enlightening. I tell you, since you were on the show in July, I've just been digging and researching, and sometimes I just have to make myself go to bed because, see, I mean, I didn't know when mine was coming up, and I lost a child, too, to bacterial meningitis before he turned 6 months old, and I'm just looking at some of the things, but I have a healthy new grandson. He's about a little over a year old, and I'm just so glad that his parents decided to start asking questions and said, you know, I don't want to do this to him. And it's so awesome to see them researching. They were going to try to be on the show tonight to share with us some of the information that they found out since they've been on this quest to just for better health. And it's not a destination, it's a journey, and we learn. The more you seek, the more you'll find out, the more you'll want to know even more. And I'm just so honored because I have a friend that's in the medical profession. She's a doctor. She has her doctorates in nursing. And it's just amazing how she is so not the norm of the MD world. And she's on with us tonight. Her name is Dr. Florence Laney. And I'm just so thankful that she, you know, I've learned so much from her, and she's out there crying loud and sparing not that there's a better way. Dr. Laney, thanks for being on the show tonight, and I know this was a surprise to you. I know you didn't intend this, but intend to be on, but I just wanted to, introduce you formally to April Renee and, just share with us some of the things that you know to be true concerning this vaccination nation. Dr. Laney?
Yes, can you hear me?
Are you there? Yes, I can now.
Yes.
Yes,
yes, I'm enjoying April's information. She makes me understand that I'm not the only John the Baptist out there in the wilderness trying to preach the truth. And
hallelujah.
I really appreciate you. Yes, I know. But and I've been teaching that for a long time. As a matter of fact, I'm at a rally now doing a seminar and teaching, and I have been asked, well, aren't you afraid of someone coming after you and because of the information that you're giving about fruits, vegetables, and herbs and how the body will heal itself? I said, no, I'm not afraid. People are afraid of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is what's going to really set them free.
Oh, yeah.
Once they understand what's going on. But I'd like to let you know that there are a few doctors who are forward-thinking and understand the benefits of nutraceuticals. Because when you look back in the Bible, it begins in the first chapter that he gave us all we need, and that was fruits, vegetables, and later on it adds herbs.
Yep.
We are a root, and we are supposed to be treated with roots so that the body can adequately heal itself. But it's difficult. It's a hard road to toe, but you have to stay out there and keep doing it and knowing that you are helping your father's children.
Yeah. Oh, it's his battle. This battle is way too big for us, but I thank you so much for what you're doing. And we all have to be pieces to do this, because the task ahead of us is never as great as the power behind us. I just can't tell you how clear he made it to me when I was on my knees, literally begging him. You say you're not going to give us more than we can handle. I can't live life without her. I remember like it was yesterday, on my knees. And all I can tell you, the message from him was, this is my battle. I've loaned you an angel for 4 years. I brought her home. This is my battle. Take a breath. We have work to do. And like you said, Dr. Laney, I also called this the John the Baptist message. So obviously he has us given his message because the battle is his. The victory's already been won. The victory's already been won. We are just role-playing here. And I pray for mercy. I pray mercy for these evil people, i.e. pharmaceutical companies, i.e. Rothschilds. You want to go to the hierarchy, it's the families that really control the world, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. I pray for mercy because they're battling the I am, okay?
And all
they're trying to do is seek, kill, and destroy and take down whoever they can with them. So we can't allow, we've got to do our part on trying to bring out the remnant and try to, you know, reach people and bring truth to them. And like you said from the beginning, if you have ears to hear, you will receive the message, and we have to be the message for him. So I just thank you so much, Dr. Laney, and anything I can do to assist you in presentations, you know, as a victim, I'm available. This is what I live and breathe for, so please keep that in mind.
I intend to contact you. I'm really pleased to know that you're out there doing that. But, you know, the other thing is that we can get people to read. It's more far-fetched than the vaccinations, because you're looking at the new vaccinations for boys now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my goodness.
The
and it's all
shot.
About money.
Yes, exactly.
They're giving a cervical cancer vaccine to boys.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It's
like
crazy.
It's like, what? It is.
It's
but that's
crazy.
How dumbed down we are. We're so blindly trusting them that we just allow them to inject the cervical cancer vaccine in little boys. It's just, it really becomes comical, and we have to find some humor in it, because obviously we're living and breathing this, and we're ministering. But it's quite crazy. I mean, that we allow them to do this to our children. So
I heard someone say today, it's absolutely ludicrous, and it's mm-hmm. funny until you hear that 87 girls so far have died from the Gardasil vaccine.
I know.
It's just crazy.
So many of them
have
neurological deficits.
That's right.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So many of them have residual neurological deficits.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We have a whole memorial site on our website in memory of the Gardasil girls. I mean, parents were even being told, mothers were being told, expect your daughter, when you bring them in for the Gardasil vaccine, don't be surprised if your daughter passes out for 15 minutes after the vaccine.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my goodness.
So mothers are literally going into the office where their doctor's already prepared them, and they are literally willing to allow the doctor to inject them with something that could possibly make them drop to the floor and lay there for 15 minutes.
Wow.
I mean,
that's crazy.
That's how unbelievable. I know. I mean, it's just crazy what we've allowed, the position of trust we've given to these medical doctors. And I know it's not all medical doctors. I actually have a list of holistic pediatricians. I know there are some. My husband also. My husband works for homeopathics and herbs. So there's definitely, this is not including all medical doctors, but
most of them.
That don't want to, the ones that are, you know, just worshiping money, and it's all about just making money, and the money can
make
it about all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, money and power.
We do have a call coming from the 734 area code tonight. Thank you for being on Here's to Your Health tonight, our caller.
Hi. Lord, I'm so nervous. I'm really shocked, I'll be honest with you.
No, I know.
My daughter called me and told me to turn on this radio station for the first time. And since the time she told me to turn on, I have been in the kitchen floor with my mouth wide open.
Wow.
I am illiterate to these vaccinations. I have been. But like y'all said, we need to read on. I am so hurt for me letting my kids go through that and some of my grandkids.
Yes.
Now, I do have a grandbaby on the way, and I told my daughter, no way I am so glad to hear this. Dee, this is Denise, your ex-neighbor.
Hi, Denise. I'm so glad that you could be on tonight.
I am so glad to be listening to this. Mm. And you know what? I think about all the pills they have my grandson on, and label him as ASD, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all those vaccinations he's been taking, that's it. That's it. That's enough is enough. We got to be educating ourselves instead of depending
that's
on somebody else that tells
right.
how we should do for our kids.
That's right.
Just because society has stated that we must vaccinate our kids.
That's
no,
right.
we need to get more educated.
That's
I got
right.
my
that's
cousin
right.
on the line, too. I mean, I'm calling everybody.
Thank you
so
much.
I got
much.
Your email, April Renee. I'll never forget that name.
That's right.
I will
that's
personally
you.
Be calling
right.
you for literature.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
I love you,
Dee,
and I'll talk to you. And thank you for taking my call, okay?
Okay, thank you so very much, Denise. That's how I think we're all feeling. But just know that, you know, we did the best we had. We did the best we could with what we had. Now that we know the way, we're going to go the way. And that's what this message is all about. You know, if each one could reach one and teach one, that's why I ask everybody, please invite somebody on. Don't just come by yourself. Invite somebody else on. And the fact that you invited your daughter and your cousins, and you see, that's what we got to do. And what
right.
I really want to do, I want to work in the very near future to getting up a group of us and us bring Renee in, April Renee in, to do a full-fledged seminar in person. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is something that I'm adamantly working toward.
Yeah,
so
that's
listen,
what I'm
we've got about
because...
3 minutes, April, so I want you to give your information again because I want everybody to get these cards. I want everybody to get these cards. We got to educate ourselves, just like Denise just said. So
that's
give
right.
your information.
Okay, one thing I want to tell everyone is I am already scheduled to be in St. Louis, Missouri, September 16th, doing the presentation, and that's
Ooh.
On the website as well as New York. We're going to New York mid-October, Manhattan. We're going to be doing the presentation, and anywhere anybody can put together a presentation, that's really the main objective here is to give the John the Baptist message live because I show the facts and all that. So please contact me for that information. I also have recently recorded my presentation on DVD, so I do have those available. I'm actually ordering some more in the next couple of weeks for the presentation we're doing in Missouri. So if anybody wants a DVD of my full presentation, you can contact me at 800-1-800-939-8227. Again, 800-939-8227. Or you can email me at Vic, V as in Victor, IC, Vic, at VACINFO, V as in Victor, ACINF, as in Frank, O.org. And then our website, of course, is the VACINFO.org as well. So email us, contact us. The cards are the best tool because as soon as you walk out and tell anybody this message, they're going to look at you like you have three heads.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
if you give the card, it penetrates that brainwash wall that comes up. So please email or call me, get a package of cards. I'll keep you supplied at no charge. You can email me your mailing address and your name and everything, and I'll send you a package of cards and keep you supplied at no charge. So please at least get the cards and help me plant seeds, and God will grow those seeds.
April, thank you so very much for doing this again. I really appreciate you, sister. I really do.
Thank
because
you.
We got to cry
here.
Loud and spare not. You know, I just want to let the listening audience know tonight that I thank you from the bottom of my heart. We have a packed house tonight, and I just thank each and every one of you, and I'm sure you're going to be contacting April Renee to get your cards. Do it at once, okay? We cannot allow this to happen to our children. The revolution will not be the revolution will not be televised, y'all. We've heard some things tonight that we've got to take on. We got to plant some seeds. So thank
That's
you
right.
once again, April, and we'll do it again when the time is right. And we're going to see about getting a convoy together coming over September the 16th to check you out
Super.
In St.
Super.
Louis, Missouri. So
awesome.
We'll be going to the website getting that information. And
okay.
thank you, sweetie. We love you.
Okay. Okay, I bless
and
you guys
we'll
a lot.
And we'll talk soon. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks so much, everybody.
for tuning in. I truly appreciate this. For all of you that told somebody and told somebody and told, that's what this is all about. That this is why I'm here. You're the reason I'm here. This isn't about me, my folk, and no more. This is about us. This is about us as a nation, as a body of people. We're members of the same, of one body, and we got to get the word out. Thank you so very much. Let's do it again next week. Same time, same place, every Tuesday from 9 to 10. I love you guys. Have a blessed night. Don't forget, go to April's website, get the information. Go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. Good night.